This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe that the biggest story of the week turns out to be what happened to journalist James Foley. 7 after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program, bumping into Thursday the 21st. Officially two-thirds of the way through the month. I may have said that yesterday, but closer to being reality today. Because doesn't August have 31 days in it, Kenny? I think it does, yeah.
Yes, it does.
31 days. A week from next Sunday is the end of the month, and then we zoom into fall. Woo-hoo! So, Ken Kessler, Doug Stephan here with a detailed overview of, if not the biggest story of the week, one of the biggest ones. But I think, Kenny, do you agree with me that this thing looks like it will take, not that we wanted to, take the prize, if you will, for the week over all the information that's being discussed on News Talk Radio. This looks to me like where we'll go. And there are no lawyers involved in this. Nobody's going to get sued. I hope they're going to get killed. And that's something for me to say something like that is carrying it. The president has sent special forces to Syria earlier in the summer to save people like James Foley, Americans that had been held by the ISIS people, but they couldn't find him. And so there will be a fresh round of criticism aimed at Mr. Obama because of that. I don't know that that's going to get us anywhere, even though I think that the neutered is how you would describe him in most of the efforts, because they just make one mistake after another after another after another, so nobody has much faith in whatever it is that they're planning anyhow. But there are other presidents who have tried things like this, and it didn't work. It isn't really, let's not make this about the president, let's make this about the bad guys. And so we are launching a new barrage of airstrikes against these people. James Foley hopefully will not have died in vain. They have seized this big swath of territory across Iraq and in Syria. President vowed relentless pursuit of them, then talked about what had happened in the secret rescue mission, trying to do the same sort of thing with the same sort of people that got Osama bin Laden, Kenny. Is that an accurate understanding of the situation? Do you think you're usually pretty good at cutting through the mustard?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the situation a little different, but I think the gist of it was the same.
And looking forward, the State Department hasn't said one way or another whether or not there would be future military operations in Syria and in Iraq. But I don't know that any of us paid much attention to Mr. Foley. He comes from my neck of the woods, as it turns out. He was somebody who seemed to do things, write about things he was passionate about. His death was called a revenge killing for U.S. airstrikes against the militants in Iraq. Said other hostages would be killed if the attacks continued. There were 14 additional strikes yesterday, 84 altogether since they began earlier in the month. Two U.S. officials said additional troops could be headed to Iraq to provide extra security around Baghdad, where the embassy is located. That would bring, I guess, there's what, about 1,000 troops, would be real serious soldiers, the SEAL type of soldier there. Think about the other hostages. Yesterday, I think we talked a lot about Kurdistan, and we talked about the Kurds and what they're about, and they're part of the country, and and everybody knows about the Shiites and the Sunnis. Now they don't get along. This area is dominated by the Sunnis, and these people are beyond being terrorists. It seems to me. Just look at that picture, that horribly daunting picture of the guy dressed in black from head to toe, and fully on the ground, just sitting there, waiting for what he must have known at that point was his fate, and speculating all kinds of. These people are monsters. They're animals. They don't deserve to live. And that's, is that an objective point of view? I think that Obama said something that really struck a chord, frankly, with me. No just God would stand for what they did and for what they do as well. More on why we are in Iraq. The connection with oil, is this the real reason that we're there? We'll find out. We'll pursue that in a matter of moments here with Antonio Yohas on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Lovely looks, lowest prices. It's Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Save big now for back to school on a new pair of junior's boots. Get the lowest prices of the season on guys Levi's 511s, $39.99. And fun playwear for the little ones, $6.99 each. Get the lowest prices of the season on plush towels, just $3.99 each. And select kitchen electrics are only $17.99. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Going on now. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC Certified Service Technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC Certified Service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Antonia Yohas is a leading oil and energy expert, has a policy analyst background. She's written a lot on things that are a focus on our dependence on Middle Eastern oil. The book's Black Tide, that was a couple of years ago, The Tyranny of Oil, and The Bush Agenda. And that's where I start here with you, Antonia. The engagement that we made in 2003, starting in 2002, the move to go into Iraq, the phony baloney excuses for going in there. This was all about oil, wasn't it?
Yeah, and good morning. Thanks for having me. You know, I don't argue that the only reason for the invasion is oil, but certainly a dominant reason. And unfortunately, from my perspective, from the perspective of the oil industry, the U.S. invasion of Iraq was quite successful.
Mm-hmm. And successful in what way? How do you measure success?
Yeah, so basically before the war, there was no foreign oil corporations operating in Iraq, although Saddam Hussein was signing oil contracts with companies from countries that sat on the Security Council trying to get them to lift the sanctions against him. So he signed contracts with China and Russia and other countries, and actually that's one of the reasons why you see them so active in Iraq today. But you have the people in the Bush administration sitting in the White House. You've got Cheney meeting with all the heads of all the oil industry. They're seeing Saddam Hussein sign these contracts. They're saying if the sanctions get lifted, all of this oil is going to all of those other countries, and we're going to be shut out. And one of the things that happened was a plan that was, you can see it on paper today and see it, and we saw it unfold, which is an invasion which opened up Iraq to foreign oil companies, and instead of it just going to the Chinese and Russians, it went to Exxon, Chevron, BP, Shell, and all of the major Western oil companies are now operating in Iraq. And they are working big contracts and producing and selling a lot of oil. So from their perspective, one of the largest opportunities for oil in the world, for which they would have been shut out of, they instead are in and are benefiting greatly.
All right, so now fast forward to today and the problems in Iraq. We supposedly moved out and left the country to run itself. They can't do that. So now we have this ISIS group that's beheading Christians, beheading journalists, and making a mess out of what we thought we were cleaning up. So under the circumstances, what do we do now? What's the play here that does and disrupt the oil, because that's really, you know, we look around at these oil companies, anybody who sneezes over an oil pipeline calls for the price to go up 10 cents a gallon. So how do we fix this?
Well, a couple things. So, this is a new president, and a new circumstance that's unfolding, has been unfolding over the last couple weeks. I think that the Islamic State, the emergence of the horribly brutal Islamic State, is certainly in part blowback towards the amount of hatred that was created in Iraq and Syria and in the region against the United States and our interests as a result of the invasion. So more military activity by the United States in Iraq, to me, is not a long-term answer. While it could have some short-term benefits in terms of gain stability, the long-term price is going to be too great. And what is happening in Kurdistan is that this is certainly an area rich with oil. Kurdistan is a region of Iraq that has wanted its own independence for a very long time. It has its own semi-autonomous government. And from the very beginning of the U.S. invasion in 2003, the Kurds started almost giving away their oil. I would say the sort of level of generosity that they were offering in contracts was really take our oil to the West on the hope that that would then make us more likely to support them when they tried for independence. So in the Kurdistan region, you have Exxon and Chevron and Marathon and Shell and Total and Western oil companies that are, most of them, just exploring for oil at this point, not actually producing, because it's been unclear, does that oil belong to the Kurds or does it belong to the central Iraqi government? Enter the Islamic State, which is very clearly itself fighting an oil war, targeting oil fields and refineries and using that oil. And that has brought in that amount of oil, and that presence of Western oil companies has certainly brought in the Obama administration militarily to protect those oil interests.
So we're back almost to square one, back to the Cheney days, it would seem. We have been appreciative of your input here. Antonia Juhas here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The reason for the music from Rihanna and subsequently from Katy Perry and Coldplay connected to a story that we have posted at DougStephan.com today, a couple of rumors from the NFL, in fact, about the next Super Bowl. Apparently, the officials at the NFL are in talks with Rihanna. I mean, I'm wondering about Coldplay at the Super Bowl. That will work unless they're unwilling to cough up the cash. How much, Kenny, would it cost normally to bring in three acts like Katy Perry, Rihanna, and Coldplay to the same venue for the halftime gig at the Super Bowl? What are we talking about here in terms of dollars?
Well, I don't know, but they're not looking at bringing all three of them in.
Oh, they're just wearing one of these three. I got it. Okay.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice if they did bring all three of them in, though?
That'd be interesting.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, but the different thing this time around is that they want whoever they pick to pay.
To pay them.
That's
right. What arrogance. Isn't that amazing?
Well, people benefit a lot from the Super Bowl. I mean, where can you get an audience that size? It's huge. Everybody.
But in the past, when Bruce Springsteen would do it, for example, they'd pay him? Or would he do it gratis? What's the arrangement usually for these halftime entertainers?
There was no charge.
No charge.
The artists made money by the exposure, and especially in the era of iTunes, everybody who has performed in the Super Bowl in the last 10 years or so has seen huge sales within 24 hours.
Yeah. All right. right. So the people that they asked, apparently this is how it's worked. They went to Katy Perry. They went to Rihanna. They gone to Coldplay. And according to the Wall Street Journal, the suggestion was ill-received by these artists because they've never paid to perform at a championship game. They have paid to perform, however. They pay, when you go on one of those daytime shows like The View, mm-hmm. if you're selling something, they charge you $185,000 to be on the show for 4 minutes. That's how it works. And the, I don't know that they do it at the Today Show, but there are a lot of shows. Oprah used to do it big time. It still does, as a matter of fact, for a lot of people. Dr. Oz, that was one of the criticisms that was leveled at him during the hearing last month in the Senate because he has all of these advice segments on his program, and people are paying, and it wasn't clear that they were paying for their product to be distributed or displayed. So, in this circumstance, it's never been that they were paid, as Kenny suggested before, but they also, let's see, who's been recently on? Beyonce, Bruno Mars,
mm-hmm.
But as you're suggesting, Jennifer, right after, when they announce their tours, for example, they see a spike in ticket sales, they see a spike
because
in...
it exposes them to other audiences.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So who would you like to see of those three, Rihanna, Katy Perry, or Coldplay, Jen, who would you like to see?
I'm going to say Katy Perry.
Would you, Kenny? Who would you say?
I like Coldplay the best, but I think in that environment, either of the other two would probably be better for that kind of show.
Big show,
all right.
Yeah.
So the poll today at DougStephan.com asks you to pick what performer you'd like to see at halftime of the Super Bowl, Rihanna, Katy Perry, Coldplay. Any one of them would be fine. I don't like any of them. I'd like to see Coldplay because I'm a fan. I'm not particularly interested in Katy Perry or Rihanna.
Yeah, I think Coldplay just wouldn't have the stage performance that the other two might have.
Really? I thought they did a pretty good stage, no?
But not dancing and the fireworks. They're not that kind of band.
All right, 28 after the hour on Good Day. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Why are you drinking stale or rotten coffee? Did you know the roasted coffee bean is extremely perishable? Once the roasting process is completed, the clock starts ticking. If you thought that dog years went by quickly, the roasted coffee bean ages 1 year every 4 hours. Think about that. Proper packaging can slow the aging process, but coffee is at its optimal freshness during the two-week period after it's been roasted. While the majority of coffee companies hide behind expiration dates, BuzzBox Coffee proudly comes with a roasted on date. This may seem insignificant, but it speaks to BuzzBox Coffee being such a high-quality product. Check out the coffee you buy and see if you can find an expiration date. Oftentimes, it's some arbitrary date in the future, as far as an entire year after the coffee has actually been roasted. But now, you have a choice, so why not enjoy the best of the best coffee? That's USDA-certified organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, helps support my Eastley farm. Good Lord. BuzzBox Coffee, roasted, packaged, shipped, and on your doorstep within 48 hours of your ordering it. So join now and experience your free pound of coffee. Start by calling 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805. Or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on the BuzzBox orange box on most of the pages at DougStephan.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Interesting day conversationally. Thursday is upon us, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and Doug in here to do duty, to do justice, to do service to some of the bigger stories of the day in depth and in detail. I'm going to just travel down a different street for a second if you'll indulge me. This year, my 50th high school class reunion, Kenny. So I'm going through, they have these web, everything is about the web and the internet and how you connect and what there is to tell people story-wise. So I intended to be brief. So I just click on my last name, and we all think that our names are pretty unique, right? Ken Kessler. Do you know any other people named Ken Kessler?
Not personally. I've come across on the internet. There are others.
Yeah, I always thought my last name, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, was fairly unique, but I'm looking at all the Steffens that there are who are having high school reunions this year. There's a me, there's Jeremy, there's John, there's Margaret, there's Melissa, there's Mike, there's Richard, there's Robert Steffen, Timothy Steffen, Jill Steffen, Margaret Steffen. So, happy anniversary to all of you. Let's move ourselves into the situation that has created a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of anger, and the question comes on how we straighten out the story about Ebola, how we take care of the fear. There is a lot in Liberia, especially in the last 24 hours. There have been a lot of protests. Riot police, and soldiers had to seal off 50,000 people inside the Liberian slum where they live, where the Ebola outbreak has killed 1,350 people. The West African nation is not able to figure out how to deal with this, even though many people, but doctors and nurses, people from religion, have gone in there to try to help. Their state of ignorance is so high, their state of living, I don't even know if it's a moral issue, Kenny, it just is that they're so backward, they just don't get it, and they're doing exactly the wrong things in order to contain this. A story yesterday of that, I think it was a healer who'd gone in, and this is touch, most healing that's done is touch healing, and she's touching all these people who are either dead or near dead, and then, I mean, she ultimately died, but she spread it around every time she'd go from one person to another, whether they had it or they didn't, she was basically spreading it. So it's this kind of ignorance, plus there is this need among the news media to scare everybody. Look how this is going to come to you. I think that the way to understand what happens if it's properly treated is to focus on Dr. Kent Brantley. You'll remember he was the American doctor who got Ebola. Well, he's going to be released today from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. He was working in a Liberian Ebola ward with a nurse. He was evacuated earlier this month along with a co-worker. He is the first Ebola patient to be treated in the U.S. and the first human to get the experimental drug called ZMapp from that company that is located in San Diego, MAPP. Pharmaceutical, I think, is their name, M-A-P-P. So the reports I've seen, Kenny, suggest his condition deteriorated so fast that doctors in Africa decided to give him the drug as a last-ditch effort to save him. And within 2 weeks, his condition has improved so dramatically that he's going home today to his wife. So I guess I'm wondering, what do you think if you're his wife? What is it that you think when he comes home and perhaps wants to make love to you? What are you going to do under the circumstances? What are you thinking? Is that too crude, or is that reality? What happens when something like that goes on? I think it's worth a minute or two, isn't it? I mean, sure. It isn't going to affect us, but under the circumstances, I'm just wondering how you sort of, I'm looking at a picture of him and his wife that was the one that was passed around in the earlier parts of the month. What are you thinking when
how can
going
you not
your
think
wife?
About it?
Of course you're going to think about it. That's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
You're going to think about it. Why I make love? I haven't seen my wife for months. I love my wife. I want to have sex with my wife. I don't know that I want to have that. The wife wants that. Yeah, it'd be just interesting to see or to understand what it is that will take place. And that's, I mean, obviously, that's something that's an individual thing. It's not the big part of the story. The big part of the story is that he's okay. And there has to have been somebody that was smart enough to figure all this stuff out, test all his bodily fluids, and they'll know that he is okay to do most anything. But it just, I think under the circumstances, you think about those things and you wonder, oof, what happens when? I'm just going to touch on another sort of story that a lot of doctors have been talking about, and that's the untimely death of Robin Williams and how his death has a connection to both mental and physical well-being. And what people who are... I was talking to a friend of mine last night whose wife's mother had four strokes on Monday. And she has some of her faculties still, physically, but it pretty much has destroyed... If you know what a stroke does to you, your brain pretty much blows apart. I mean, it's not like kaboom, and the brains are coming out of your ears, but your brain ceases to function. So they're trying to give this woman in the hospital an MRI, and she's screaming like a banshee. She's fighting. She's 86 years old. She's fighting with the doctors and the nurses. They're trying to understand what went on in her brain. And I said to this fellow, why, is very close to me, why are you doing all this? What is the expectation? Why are doctors trying to hold on to this woman's life? And he said, well, that's because that's just what they do. And I said, if it were me, or I asked him, if it were you, would you want to have this sort of procedure when you know there's nothing that can be done? Well, that's what they're trying to establish in having the MRIs. They gave her a drug that is either supposed to do one, or not supposed to, but it has one of two impacts. Either it calms you down, puts you to sleep so you can take the MRI, like a Valium, or it makes you crazy and wild, and that's what it did with this woman. She was scratching, literally, at the people who were trying to put her into the MRI chamber to take a picture of her brain. So why would you want to do that? And that was sort of what's going on with Robin Williams. He knew he was going to deteriorate fast, didn't want to spend the time, you know, for somebody who's that visible and has been that famous, how do you, it may have been a selfish decision, but you could sort of understand why someone would make that decision. And that's what the benefit of time gives you when you're studying some of these things. You understand them much better. I know I've said some things about Robin Williams. Not that I changed my mind about how he is or, you know, what he was all about, but the way he died may have been with the most dignity possible for him. That's the way he thought it through anyway. Dr. Jack Stockwell is coming up here in a minute. Let's go back to Ebola with him and find out what the latest facts are about the disease. Facts, not fiction, not rumor, not fear-mongering, but the facts about Ebola and how it may affect you, if at all. That's up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got like 110% face mask guarantee on all the things I buy the most. So cool. I got a muffler that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got 110% price match guarantee on all the things she buys the most. She must tell her friends on social media.
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Find a lower price on a new identical item. Show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. And size 7, see store or staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
It's Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event. Huge price drops and extra savings this weekend on hundreds of deals throughout the store. Like a limited edition Epiphone G400 guitar, now just $279. Three sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings for only $9. Simmons electronic drum kits just $299. Or Vader 5B drumsticks for just $5 a pair. Plus, go to GuitarCenter.com to get your exclusive coupon for additional savings in every department. Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event, now through Sunday.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor?
Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do?
Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins Jennifer and Ken and me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Jack is one of the 24 NUCA board certified doctors who works in Salt Lake City. He's got a great website, jackstockwell.com, produces the Forbidden Doctor newsletter in which many controversial things are discussed, including the treatment for Ebola. I'm not sure what do we not know about this? I don't want to spend too much time on it, Jack.
Well, I don't blame you. I think the evidence now is that there's a very significant good chance this is airborne. And that's why
it couldn't be all the doctors I've talked to about this say it can't be transferred unless you actually touch a fluid from another person and get it into your system.
What happens when you sneeze?
Well,
what happens when you cough?
I don't know.
Aerosols. There's a group of Canadian scientists who've already been experimenting with this, and they said a coughing, sneezing, infected person is blowing aerosols through the air.
But is there any proof that somebody has gotten it that way? That's speculation, but is there proof that somebody's gotten it that way?
Well, I don't know that there's any hardcore, all right, here's our first instance of this. It's just that this is spreading so fast.
Well, but the problem is that what bothers me is that the news media plays this up, and everybody gets afraid, and there's no educational component. It's all rumor and hearsay. But if it can be, I'd like to have that confirmed, and maybe we ought to be talking about that, because that has not been what has...
Well, what kind of panic would that create?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Already there's a panic. When somebody in Germany has it, somebody in San Diego may have it. Anybody who comes up with some irregular virus is now going to be... wait a minute, we better quarantine this person because we don't know what this is. It could be Ebola.
Well, that's it. A 20-year-old woman just collapsed at a job center in Berlin's Pankow district, taken to the hospital after she showed symptoms of the virus. Mm-hmm. And according to Berliner Zeitung that just came out in the English translation of this, 600 people have been in contact with her since she, at the time she was working at the job center, just recently returning from an infected area of Nigeria. Now they've quarantined 600 people in Berlin.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the WHO's got their hands in the air saying this is catastrophically out of control.
Yeah. Well, so catastrophically in the sense
that's their word.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not sure that I, those words, it becomes an easy play for the news media to overdo this. But the other side of it is there's no such thing as being too cautious. And that's the other side of it. So, all right. The essence of what we're hearing, it's a developing problem that's not being handled well. Let's put it that way, it would seem.
What you said earlier, the ignorance of the people who are around it.
Yeah, complete ignorance. Okay. Let's talk about this study that suggests that fish eaters may keep more gray matter as they get older. This underscores taking fish oil, omega-3 supplements, that sort of thing, and it underscores what you said about Robin Williams last week.
Well, also, you know, they mentioned towards the end of their earlier discussions after his demise that he also had Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And this, and I see this all the time in my own clinical practice in Salt Lake. When somebody has some kind of a massive cardiac incident that takes place, they're immediately put on an absolutely no-fat diet.
Mm-hmm.
And when you consider the dry weight of the brain is 65 to 70% fat, most of it docohexaenoic acid, which we know as DHA. And the best source of DHA on the planet is fish oil. And so when you find people who have high diets, diets high in fish, especially deep ocean, deep cold ocean fish, not the farm stuff, but the deep ocean natural fish, which is just bursting with DHA, they find these people have far less cortex problems, gray matter problems in the brain as they age, especially societies who are living right on the edge of the ocean. The Mediterranean people have far less Alzheimer's, far less dementia than we do people who live in the interior of many countries who do not have heavy fish diets. I mean, our evidence right now is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. So in this circumstance, we need to just keep hammering away. There is a product that we're talking about on the air called Omax 3 Ultra Pure that has a really strong, when you compare it to krill oil and stuff like that, really strong credentials. That's the sort of thing. You can't get too much of this.
I think it's certainly not going to hurt you.
No. All right. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out jackstockwell.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spend the next several nights wondering if you're crazy, out of work, bum uncle, will shave your head while you sleep.
From the movie Uncle Buck.
Wow. Wow.
No, but
at the mall.
You don't
live with horses.
But you
just. I thought this girl was gonna rock the world. Not to do it just my fly. She looked at me.
Yeah.
Hopefully, your things go well. I'll be with
Wild Thing by the Tone Lock. Is that how
you Tone Low.
Tone Low. Well, why do you say it like that? How am I supposed to know? I don't know who this
Tone
guy
lock.
Is. Tone Lock. It's spelled L O C.
Why would you say Lock?
Who's your what?
Have some schmear. Like a lock and a bagel.
Mia. Wow, thing.
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I'm your dad's brother, all right.
Wow. You have much more hair than your nose than my dad.
How nice of you to notice.
I'm a kid, that's my job.
Please, baby. Wow, thing. You make my heart sing. Remember that song? You make everything groovy. That's not what this is. All right, so this is from Uncle Buck. Movie was number one during this week in 1989. Chuck Curry, our movie man, what do you remember about this movie, if anything?
I thought it was overrated, I gotta be honest with you.
Really? Did you know
that was the kid was Macaulay Culkin who went on to star in Home Alone and hit big.
Right.
And if there's one word I had to use for John Candy, it would be likable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
One word for him is dead.
Oh, duh.
Anyway. Tone, did you know this guy's name was pronounced Tone Loke?
Loke.
Not Lock? Loke? Why do they spell it that way then? Make it difficult.
Chuck is going to know because he's cool like that.
I know. He's
you knew,
cool.
Right, Chuck? Come on.
Yeah. All right. So, Chuck, are you at some movie news?
I know that. Yes, I know that.
All right, movie news in a moment. This is Good Day. It's 55 past the hour.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you think Siri is great, wait till you get hold of Viv. Developed by the creative team behind Siri, Viv blows Siri out of the water. While Siri is limited to tasks Apple wants it to do, Viv can teach itself and break down commands or questions into individual parts. Figure everything out, then respond. Say your brother invites you over for dinner and you want to pick up a bottle of inexpensive wine that pairs well with Italian food. Viv will use your contacts to find out who your brother is and where he lives, then map a route to your brother's house and find a nearby liquor store. Next, Viv will look up lasagna to find the right kind of wine to pair with it, then give you a list of wines sorted by price that you can grab on your way. Viv is not tied to a particular platform and isn't ready for public use, but it's coming soon and it has the potential to completely change the way we use our smartphones. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Doug Stephens, Good Day with Doug.
You know how I am. I'm big on weed.
You are.
Jennifer Horn.
When I think weed, I think Doug Stephens.
Weed, I think of the weeds growing in my corn.
Right.
And now I can cultivate them out.
Some 16. People grow it there, by the way.
I know, that's true. Cows love marijuana. I'm forever mooing moo-moos.
Doug Stephens, Good Day. The newest entry in the periodic table of the elements.
All right, so Chucker, I see that Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be the voice for the new Rudyard Kipling Jungle Book adaptation. Is that a big deal?
It's a big project, I believe, over at Disney. John Favreau, who directed Iron Man, really good guys helming that project. A lot of talent is involved in the voices. I believe there's only one. It's a mixture of live-action animation. Most of it's 90% animation. The little boy that they cast will be the only live-action actor in the movie.
How successful are projects like that heretofore?
Animation is a very important aspect to most studios.
Yeah, I mean, putting live action together with animation, does that work usually?
It's not, usually they do one or the other. They haven't done it as much in the last decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
But this project's going to be pretty ambitious from what I hear.
Really? All right, what else?
Some other news. Actor Gerard Butler and Aaron Eckhart both will return for the sequel to Olympus Has Fallen. I like that film. The sequel will be titled London Has Fallen, and like the TV show 24, the storyline takes place in London, England.
So is this there were a couple of these White House blow-up things this past year. One of them, this one did better than the other one, or did they both do well?
This one actually did better than the other one. The other one was White House Down with Chatham Channing and Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. I actually liked both. The difference is Fallen was more violent. It was hard R. Uh-huh. White House Down was PG-13 and the tone was a little bit sillier.
Okay.
But I thought they were both entertaining movies. I like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
One other bit of movie news. Actor Ving Rhames, who appeared in the first four Mission Impossible films, will return for the fifth. Tom Cruise once again stars. The release date, Christmas 2015, Mission Impossible 5.
Mission Impossible 5. They're working on it now, right?
They go into production very shortly.
Chuck Curry with Doug Stephan on Good Day.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.